Mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and this song has been stuck in our head for days. It's called Turn It Around from the band Lucius, a five-piece indie pop band from Brooklyn playing tomorrow night at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. Lucius flips the script on the traditional pop configuration of men prancing around in front of the stage and girl singers in the back. Instead, a pair of identically dressed women front the band, and the three guys mostly stay out of the limelight. One of them is guitarist Pete Lalish, who was born and raised in New Hampshire. And the band also has New England roots in a way. They all studied at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, where, Peter remembers, those two women were already inseparable.
We didn't really know each other directly at school. I think I passed by the girls, which definitely they walked together even at school. They were a pretty tight duo there. So, you know, I knew them as singers, and Danny and I from the band, we were in a band together for many years. And so we moved to New York, and the girls moved to New York, and then we sort of regrouped there. So the band was officially formed in Brooklyn, but we all knew each other from school in Boston. And they actually had their own, when they were in Boston, they had their own sort of version of Lucius, which was, I'd say, maybe slightly more pretty straightforward folk influence. So then when, you know, we all met in New York and started playing together officially, then it really got all kind of mixed up with everyone's influences and sort of life problems at that point, what we sort of brought to the band in years after college.
Well, the two girls, Jess and Holly, they often perform in these kind of blonde page boy wigs. Now, I've seen the band a couple of times. They're totally charming, I guess is the only way I can describe them. But instead of, you know, being the two singing girls in the back, they're in the front. And you lads are at least visually least obvious. So what is that like?
Well, I'll have to correct you on one thing, which I've actually told people that I've met. I said, yeah, go give their wigs a yank, because actually they're real hair.
No, for real?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, they look so perfect. I thought they were wigs.
I think the secret's out. I think they get their hair done by the same person simultaneously, so that, you know, perfectly uniform.
But you guys are kind of like the background guys in some way.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you think about in the, you know, history of music, there's the idea of, there's a rhythm section, I know, a front man or front woman in a band. There's this idea that, oh, well, there's maybe a background horn section or background singers. And I think what Jess and Holly, you know, if I'm speaking for them and what I've experienced, I think a lot of the music they grew up listening to, like, you know, early soul music, 70s, you know, later soul music in the 70s, and bands that had, you know, backup singers, I think they were drawn to that because there's all this rich power, there's all this rich harmony. And then when you kind of take that towards the front, then what are you left with? You're left with like two super powerful vocalists kind of like, you know, acting as one sort of bullhorn. And I think that was sort of how they got into singing together. And then with the band, being in the back is perfect for me because, you know, I wouldn't want the spotlight. It's sort of something I feel comfortable being in the back, being supporting, and kind of like being able to kind of sneak in all the little noises that I like to do.
That lush, big, you know, like Phil Spector-y wall of sound. Where did that come from?
Oh, I mean, you said it the best. I mean, the sound of the band definitely has been influenced by, you know, Phil Spector. You know, his the span of his music from, you know, sort of the Ronnie Spector and the girl groups, and then also, you know, to the stuff he did with George Harrison. I'd even say the stuff he did with the Ramones, but, you know, that wall of sound is very fun when you're recording and when you're playing, because, you know, it's a wash. It's this very satisfying wash of things, especially when you have Jess and Holly singing, and also Andy, who plays drum and guitar. He's a great singer, and a lot of people don't realize that his voice is actually in a similar range as theirs. So when you kind of record under those conditions, it creates this big kind of cavernous wave of reverb and vocal.
I'm listening to this music and thinking that there is a kind of slickness to it and urbanity, and you come from this lakey, you know, rugged, woodsy place. Do you feel like that's in your music anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that the band comes from all over the country, and I always thought, you know, oh, I'm the guy from the small town in the backwoods, but actually we all grew up with this sense of listening to songwriters and a sense of songwriting. And I think a lot of that common ground with us is that we love Bob Dylan, we love Joni Mitchell, you know, we love Harry Nilsson. All these things are rooted in folk music, and then a lot of that stuff is rooted in traditional music. So there's an element of us that goes into the studio stuff of like the 60s and 70s, and also the sort of straight folk music that we all grew up listening to.
So you're playing in Portsmouth. Is this kind of like a homecoming for you? I mean, are you showing the rest of the band what your place is like?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel so lucky to have grown up near the seacoast in New Hampshire. And I grew up going to the music hall, you know, seeing great movies. And I saw Taj Mahal there when I was a kid. And I saw B.B. King. And so it's going to be a very surreal moment to sort of look out and sort of see from the other side, and I'm really excited to, you know, to meet the people that run it, and it's just such a great venue, and I love sharing New England with people. I think that feel very fortunate to have grown up in a place like this.
New Hampshire's own Peter Lalish, guitarist and vocalist for Lucius. Lucius is Jess Wolfe, Holly Lasig, Dan Malad, and Andrew Burry. And they're playing tomorrow at an Intimately Yours concert at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. There's ticket information or to see more music from Lucius, including an NPR Tiny Desk concert and a field recording with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy and his son inside of a tunnel. Go to wordofmouthradio.org.